Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. I got some tickets to give away. A pair of tickets to see Anita Baker at Bridgestone Arena coming up on Wednesday, February 14th. Be caller number two. Caller number two, Nick. We're switching it up. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Caller two will win a pair of tickets to see Anita Baker at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, February 14th, 615-737-1025. Taking your thoughts on Mike Vrabel, the Tennessee Titans, and the radio silence that we've basically heard from the Titans at this point. So if you've missed it and you're wondering the latest on Mike Vrabel, the latest is there's really no update on Mike Vrabel. So the players were in the locker room yesterday. They had their open locker room at around 10:15 yesterday morning. No press conference from Mike Vrabel and the Titans yesterday. And right now, as far as I know, there's not one that's currently specifically scheduled for the Titans and Mike Vrabel. So, you know, Jared went on the midday show yesterday on Caroline Willie and D-Mace, went on his show and talked about, you know, some sources that he had talked to about a power structure with the Titans where, you know, Vrabel like is demanding a president of football operations and all those things. You have reporting around this whole thing dating back to last weekend talking about how some discussions were going to take place between Vrabel and Carthon and A.B. Adam Strunk when the season was over. Bottom line is, there's no clarity right now on Mike Vrabel's future with the Tennessee Titans, whether or not he will be here as head coach, whether or not he will be fired, or whether or not he will be traded. And that's currently where we sit as of this morning at 8:05, Joe. There is no clarity with the future of Mike Vrabel with the Tennessee Titans to this point.
Yep. So, you know, is Joe Alt or Olufashanu, who's the better left tackle? Would one of them fall to the Titans?
You have perfected your pronunciation of Fashanu. Way to go.
Thank you. Yeah, well, getting ready, man. We're only several months from the draft.
We're in the same calendar year now, so that's good.
That's right, yeah. Now, it's limbo. It's limbo, and it's uncertainty, and I said this earlier. I feel like sometimes in the 8 o'clock hour you repeat some of the stuff you said in the 6 o'clock hour.
Because it was so brilliant, yeah.
I mean, most people you would hope would be listening to every freaking second of the show. But, yeah, there are a lot of people who are employed by the Tennessee Titans and their families right now who are wondering what's going on,
yeah.
You know? And the thing I don't know at all is this delay right now, is it related to actual trade talks involving Mike Vrabel? That would make that would make it a lot more understandable and not ridiculous to me if that were the case. If it's just indecision, you said it earlier, it's like, I mean, you assume that these people talk to each other, right?
I would hope so.
Like that there'd be some kind of, I mean, certainly.
Before yesterday.
I mean, certainly, just like there was all the talk over the weekend of the meeting and all this stuff, and then Diana Russini, you know, there's no meeting scheduled. But as she said, and as others have said, you know, there's always meetings at the end of the year with owner, GM, president, coach, whatever, all that stuff. So that's maybe when a lot of stuff really gets lit. Okay, let's go through everything. But this has been going on for a while. Whatever you think it is, there's been people who've gone to media, and there's been people in other markets who've gone to media. Vrabel went to New England, and I guess that was a bigger deal than I thought at the time. But it's part of this story, too, right?
Sure.
I mean, whether he meant what some people took out of what he said or not, I don't think he meant it, but some people took it that way. And so this is not new. This is something that's been brewing, which is why if it's just indecision right now, to me that's inexcusable.
Well, this is a pivotal moment for the franchise, regardless of how this turns out. Like if you're moving on from Vrabel, and either it's via trade or via firing Mike Vrabel as your head coach, you better get that next coach right. Right? Like you better hire somebody that comes in and does a good job. And you better hire somebody that comes in and takes this team back to a level where they're competitive. And you better make the right decisions personnel-wise to give that next coach the ingredients ordered to do it. If you bring Mike Vrabel back as head coach, whatever the power structure looks like with him and Carthon, and if you add people, if you don't add people to that power structure, whatever it looks like, like, you'd better make the right decisions this offseason. Like, this is a pivotal stretch with not just the new stadium coming up here in a few years, but that is part of this. Like, the new stadium is coming up, and you're trying to sell PSLs, and you're trying to generate some excitement and be a competitive team heading into the new stadium. You're trying to fix what's just been an awful last year and a half of football. Like, it's been terrible to watch. It's been, at times, brutal to watch just from a football viewing standpoint. And now at the end of this, it feels like there's dysfunction. It feels like there's a little bit of chaos. And this is a pivotal moment, regardless of how this turns out, of you better get this right if you're Amy Adams Strunk and the Titans. Because if you don't, I mean, you can't afford to just go into the tank for the next 3-4 years. This fan base is not going to be receptive to that.
Right. And it's, I mean, this is, I have to go back to, some people have been asking, like, you know, Vrabel and Rand, work it out or whatever. I don't think that's the correct way to frame this. I don't think this is a Vrabel-Rand conflict or an issue between them. Again, this is a Vrabel-Amy conflict of some sort. On her side, I mean, you have to decide if, you know, if you're going to fire him, if you want him to be your coach. You figure out, does he want to be the coach? That's certainly been asked of him, and I think that, you know, it's a fair thing to wonder about, regardless of what he said last week. And even go back to, like, the hiring of Rand Carthon less than a year ago and how that all went down. I just, again, I said this earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, bring it back. You know, Vrabel was asked about talking to Rand Carthon during that process and everything, and said he talked to him, but I would think that hire, he would be very involved in the process, and it does not sound like he was very involved in the process. And so there's a mistake on her part, which I could point to potentially as, like, one of the core issues here.
Exactly. Like, I just assumed when you fired John Robinson that he would be heavily involved in the decision-making. Not that he has to, like, you know, single-handedly conduct the interviews and make the hire, but pretty heavily involved, and his opinion weighed heavily into the decision-making to do all those things. So, I mean, if that's not the case and he wasn't, that would be very surprising to me in retrospect.
Obviously, GMs hire coaches, typically, so you don't hear much of coaches hiring GMs. I know that some people have talked that way about, well, where Rand was before, which yep. was Shanahan bringing in John Lynch and his staff. So maybe that's an example of a coach hiring GMs. It's not typical, and I'm not saying that. Like you said, it doesn't have to be that, but pretty significant involvement with someone that you're going to be working with. I would have thought that would have been part of it. I didn't come away from the pressers last year when Rand was hired, you know, thinking Vrabel was blindsided, but that's, you know, you're at a press conference. And also, you just don't know at that point what you're getting into. So it's not just Rand Carthon. He's brought a totally different way of doing things. He's brought, as Vrabel brings up a lot, Chad Brinker and Anthony Robinson. I mean, it's a completely different, I mean, they still have some scouts, but it's a totally different thing. If you're Amy Adams Strunk and you're considering moving on from Rand, again, that to me, hey, look, if you think that that's necessary now based on the information you have in a year, well, sometimes you have to make tough decisions, but you will also look ridiculous with that because you hired him less than a year ago.
Right. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Your thoughts on Mike Vrabel and the uncertainty surrounding the Tennessee Titans right now as they prepare for what is a critical offseason. And right now, we have no idea who the head coach is going to be. There's no clarity on that. We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. More coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Chuck McDowell and Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecalls.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Visit springhillac.com. NFL.com. Taking your thoughts on Mike Vrabel and the uncertainty of his future here in Nashville. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Parker. Parker, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, appreciate y'all taking my call. I want to preface this as saying I'm a huge Vrabel fan. It would be so disappointing to see him go anywhere to any other sideline but the Titans. With that being said, though, I do think everybody has some type of a price, right? So going back to when the Buccaneers and the Raiders had that trade when Gruden was sent over for, I think it was like 2 firsts and 2 seconds, I'm interested to see what type of compensation y'all think that we could get back from a Vrabel-type trade if it was to a team like the New England Patriots. And I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Parker. Appreciate it. I mean, the interesting part about that to me, Joe, in terms of compensation for Vrabel, is the way that they played has not helped that, right? I mean, you've won 6 out of your last 24 games, and now apparently there's conflict of some sort. There's conflict of some sort, you know, to what degree, I don't know, but there's clearly conflict of some sort between Vrabel and the Titans. So, like, if you're a team, like the Patriots, and you know that, I mean, doesn't that affect the price of what you're willing to give up if it looks like there's a chance that Titans might fire him anyway? I mean, like, the idea of the Titans, if you could get something for him and somebody will trade for him, like, the idea of you firing him seems ridiculous to me. But, I mean, clearly there's a conflict of some type or information that people are trying to get to the bottom of right now that they don't have for this to be taken as long as it is at this point.
Right. 13-21 past 2 seasons, so harder to sell to a fan base. And, again, it's like it's a media thing. I think it's an NFL media thing in particular. We've said it. I think Vrabel's a good coach. But – You're selling to a fan base too. You know, how much does Vrabel sell to a fan base right now? Not as well as he did a couple years ago.
Well, we talked with Charles Robinson earlier this year, and you know the price part of it. And we were talking 2 first-round picks, right?
Right. And
do we think that still would be the case? I don't know.
I have no clue. How depressing would it be for Vrabel if he goes for a 6th-round pick like Bruce Arians?
that'd be tough.
God, poor Bruce.
Tough for the Titans. I mean, he'd probably love it. He's like, good. Where I'm going, we didn't just give up first-round pick for me. It's
exactly.
Good.
Hey. All right, Pats, Jaden Daniels, Super Bowl. How about Vrabel and John Robinson reuniting in New England? How fun would that be?
Come on home.
My goodness. Yeah, no, it's – I just – that's one of those things that I'm – you know, I think we're pretty good, all right, decent at kind of guessing what players would fetch, right? I do feel like there's – like fans sometimes overestimate that. Like, yeah, just go get a 1st-round pick for Derrick Henry or whatever, right? I mean, usually it's less than you think, but I'm decent at that. Dude, this whole situation in particular, and coaches in general, who obviously are very rarely traded, I have no idea. But I trust Charles. I mean, Charles is saying that, having talked to people about it too around the league. So right. I would hope that.
Now, again, that was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
A little bit longer ago.
Yeah. And like you said, there is leverage lost if there's like conflict and you're another owner looking at this owner and saying, well, she may not even be able to go on with him. Yeah. So why am I giving up a bunch for him? So.
Which, again, would be an incredible mishandling of the situation by the Titans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just, if that happens. I'd be irate if I was a Titans fan, if that's the way this thing goes down. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Cam. Cam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, fellas. I don't disagree with anything that's been said, but I don't understand how you can't possibly look at this situation as a personal. Like, I know you said earlier that it was between Amy and Mike, but, I mean, this man just became the general manager for the first time in his career, and you take the training wheels off, and now you're deliberately asking to slap the training wheels back on. You're asking for somebody else. I mean,
well, if that's true, we're talking about that like it's fact. And I respect Jared. I respect what he does, but I think we need to not talk about that like it's fact. I don't know that it's fact,
okay.
So I'm not going to talk about it like it's fact. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. And look, I'm not, to answer your question on the personal thing, I'm not I don't know, but I just don't think that's the prevailing issue here, right? I think it's
between Vrabel and Rant.
Question of performance and where things go from here. Go back to Vrabel's quote last year, if we win, right? That, I think, is fair. But I think if you want to talk about conflict, I think it would be more Vrabel and Amy. That's what I was saying.
And, okay, so, you know, going back to that, when he makes this, you know, these demands of having another person, I mean, you're talking about bringing in another salary, all these different things. It's not just as simple as, oh, yeah, sure, Mike, we'll just, you know, go out and find somebody. Do you think personally that if they don't agree with him, that that's the end of it? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Cam. Again, that would be operating that is true. And if it is, look, if that's the case, let's say that what Jared put out there yesterday is what's happening. And Vrabel wants like a president of football operations, and that's his stance. And he wants that, and he wants a change to the power structure. Well, like if that kind of seems like an ultimatum, right? Like if you don't do that, then I need you to fire me.
Yeah, it's just for one, it's absolutely like if you're Rand Carthon, you can't take that as anything. If it's true, you can't take that as anything but complete disrespect and lack of faith from Vrabel. And
100%.
It would be very hard to me. Now, then I'll say, yep, there's a personal conflict. So to the caller's point, he's operating under the assumption it's true, then I agree with you, right? Like that's – even if it's Vrabel, you know, even if it's like, it's not personal, it's business. It's not personal, Rand. I mean, if you're Rand Carthon, how could you not take that incredibly personally? I just don't see how you could do that if you're Amy Adams Strunk. You're talking about trying to keep this thing together that is very tenuous right now, and you're just slapping someone else in there who you're paying a ton of money to. Again, like I said earlier, bring back the 6 o'clock hour. It's almost like fire me, please. Yeah. If he were to do that, that's how I would basically interpret it.
Meanwhile, with all this going on with the Titans, Bill Belichick hops up there in front of the media at like 6:30 our time yesterday morning, 7:30 up there, does his end-of-season press conference. He's asked about his future, talks about how he's under contract at the moment, and until he's told differently, that's what he's doing. He's the coach of the New England Patriots. You know, goes through his role there and how he'd be willing to relinquish control of personnel, all those things. And there's been nothing on the Robert Kraft side of things as to if he's going to be fired, if there's a mutual parting of ways, if he's going to be the head coach next year. So the Patriots kind of feel like they're in a little bit of limbo right now. Other teams are making moves yesterday. Falcons fired their coach. Panthers' job is already open. Chargers' job is already open. Raiders' job is already open.
They're making
Commanders
requests.
Commanders fired their coach, making requests.
They're requesting assistance.
Nothing from the Patriots, and there's nothing from the Titans. So you got all that hanging in the background, too. And what does that mean?
Yeah, and as time goes on, I'm more prone to believe that maybe there's something to that, to some sort of – someone just asked about like just a straight-up swap.
Vrabel for Belichick?
Belichick's got a job here. Or job. Belichick's got a Freudian slip house here.
Maybe so.
I mean, he's like good buddies with Tim Corbin. Work out great. What would Titans fans think about Bill Belichick, Tennessee Titans head coach? I mean, would people be excited?
Oh, they would be excited. They would talk themselves into being excited about that, I think.
Would
Brady come out of retirement? I don't know. It's a
okay.
good question.
Percentage of Titans fan base that, there you go, that would prefer Bill Belichick to Mike Vrabel right now?
Look, this kind of sounds crazy to say about what is probably the greatest head coach of all time, but he's also in his 70s, and his record without Tom Brady is not good.
Yep.
I would. My guess would be more Titans fans would want to keep Vrabel than go get Belichick. That's my guess. And I'm kind of in that boat, too. Like, I think Belichick's best days are clearly behind him. I'm not saying he can't go somewhere else and have success. But pretty clearly to me, and I know people will disagree with this, a whole lot of that was Brady. Clearly. Based on what's happened since then.
The GOAT. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think more Titans fans would probably would prefer Vrabel. But, I don't know. It has flipped a bit on him. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that based on our interactions with fans.
Oh, I mean, heading into this season, I mean, it was J-Rob's out, Vrabel's in control, now we can get this thing going. And no question, the fan base, with the way things went this year, has really soured on Vrabel. I'm not saying that, like, if I had to assign a percentage to it, I don't know that I would go, like, 75% of Titans fans are out. I probably would go, like, 40, 42, somewhere in that neighborhood of Titans fans that would not be sad to see Vrabel go.
I might be high 30s.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big difference from earlier this year.
It's so hard to know. It's so hard to know, though, because there's so many people that just don't interact.
Could we conduct a census of Titans fans and get the answer to this question before the Titans announce one way or the other?
Is that what Amy's doing? Yeah, is that actually what's happening here?
Could be.
We've stumbled upon it. Play the Inspector Clouseau music.
Dennis says, I'd way rather have Vrabel than Belichick. I think a lot of Titans fans probably feel that way.
Yeah. If my NFL team had a choice between those two, I'd pick Vrabel.
And part of it is Belichick's age, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of it.
Yeah, which hurts me to say that as an old fogey on the show, but yes.
615-737-1025. More of your thoughts on the Titans coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Tune in to 93.3 Classic Hits Thursday night for MTSU men's basketball. The Blue Raiders are at home taking on Louisiana Tech, with pregame beginning at 7:30, tip-off at 8 o'clock. Coverage also available on the 93.3 Classic app and at 93.3ClassicHits.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Nick Kieser here with you on this Tuesday morning, taking your thoughts on the Titans and Mike Vrabel and the uncertainty of that partnership as they move forward here. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in T. T, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I appreciate y'all taking my phone call. I'll be swift with it. My personal feelings is Mike Vrabel is trying to force his hand out because he know that no recent coach has quit in the last 5 to 10 years. Pretty much when he signed a 2-year extension, he pretty much, Amy Adams has the upper hand. So they're basically saying, okay, if you want out, quit. You can't force us to make you, you know what I'm saying, fire you. Either you're going to agree to our terms or you just have to quit.
Thanks for the call, T. Appreciate it. I mean, I don't know if he, you know, Vrabel is not going to quit, but the idea of forcing his way out, like you brought up that scenario earlier, like, well, fire me, do that. I mean, I'm not going to take that off the table of possibilities here that Vrabel wants to be fired.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's walking away from that kind of money. So, you know, Vrabel's made plenty, but still, I don't see why.
Plenty more.
Now, Will from Brewston says, to this point, kind of dovetail into this, I don't understand the way competitors like Vrabel think, but why not just retire with grace? Wouldn't that be better than moving to another team and losing there? Make some speeches, write a book, enjoy the next chapter of your life.
I would enjoy reading a book that Mike Vrabel put together.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah, look, the Vrabel thing, go back to when Vrabel...
I had this guy in Nashville that didn't know what he was doing with his hands in press conference.
There was this idiot. One time on Zoom, I typed in Joe is a clown in the Zoom chat, referring to this guy. The thing about Vrabel is, like, go back to the beginning of his coaching career, okay? He had made, like, $30 million in the NFL, and he's out, you know, having to be yelled at by Urban Meyer to go on a recruiting visit and drive to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to recruit some D lineman. So I mean, that probably tells you what you need to know, right? I think he's going to be he's got pigskin pumping through his veins. He's going to be doing this for a long time, would be my guess.
Yep, and the question is whether or not that's going to be here or is going to be elsewhere. I've seen it's not unanimous, but overwhelming support for the idea of the Titans fans would rather have Vrabel over Belichick on the text line.
Okay. There you go.
People are out on Belichick.
And the text line, now our text line is pretty freaking good.
I mean,
you compare our text line to other programs that I will not name. I think our text line is a lot of brilliant people.
Level-headed?
Yeah. But still, you know, people who, you know, call in, text, tweet, things like that, sometimes, you know, like there's still like the silent majority of something. And sometimes the louder people are a little bit more extreme view of something. But I think this speaks to – I think a lot of fans still want Vrabel to be the head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
I think so.
And I think they should, but I don't know that it's going to work out for them.
I don't know that it's going to work out for them either. And if it doesn't, I mean, the attention starts to turn, I think, to Amy. And to her credit, like I think back to, you know, 2013, 2014, 2015, when the Titans were basically just wandering through no man's land around here, and you had gone from Mike Munchak to Ken Wisenhunt, and it was just terrible. Like, it was just a terrible time for the franchise. You know, the game day experience was awful. They had not done anything to really update anything since 1999 when they came in the league. Like, just everything about it, it just felt like it was on autopilot for the Titans. And, it, you know, on the field, it finally caught up to them where they weren't competitive, they were terrible, and the fan base was irate. And then A.B. Adams Strunk took control and stepped in. And I do think a lot of things changed for the good, right? Like, they started to focus a little bit more on the game day experience. They made a couple of good hires, first with Mularkey, then with Vrabel, of course, John Robinson in the mix too. And then you get to a place where you're competitive for a few years, and now it's starting to cycle back the other way. Like, if you lose out, and I went through it earlier, the timeline of the J-Rob firing, and if Vrabel ends up going elsewhere, how pivotal this time is for the franchise. But the attention starts to turn to Amy Adams Strunk at that point. Like, I think she built up a lot of goodwill with the fans here based on what was going on previously before her stepping in. But if you screw this up, particularly like if they fired Vrabel and didn't get anything for him, like I think the goodwill that she has built up is going to take a hit with this fan base.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, as a former Detroit Lions fan, doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah,
still owns a freaking team,
yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, the Lions are interesting because I actually do think that Sheila Hamp Ford seems to be doing well and seems to have a pretty good voice there. So
up the ticket prices.
Well, yep. That's true. You get a little whiff of success and you, you know, 300% your ticket prices. Yes, but it's also NFL ownership, right?
Right.
They hold cities hostage. They are by far the most popular sport in the country. They can do things that you can't do in any other sport. But I agree with you. First of all, I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because that's what I do on this program is retell stories. When I first got here, lots of people were like, yeah, Titans ownership is horrific. They're from Houston. They don't give a crap about Nashville. It's terrible, you know? And that was less than a year or maybe right around the year mark of Amy being in charge, but in pretty short order. I mean, she did a lot of things. She gave them a face. She gave them a voice. She's really good with fans.
Yep.
She's good at things like that. She invested, you know, the locker room, all the stuff over at St. Thomas. There's a lot of new stuff that's good. I mean, you got to invest in things. She's not one of the richest. Someone called in earlier and said she's the poorest owner. I don't think that's true. I think the Forbes net worth is listed as $1.6 billion. Not bad, but obviously, you know, Rob Walton of Walmart has like $90 trillion.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it's
there are different
on
tiers.
On the lower end, yeah. She hired John Robinson. That's a big part of this franchise turning around. He hired Mike Vrabel, but it's her too, right? So there's been a lot of good things. And then I think the investment in those guys was the right move. And that was a little less than 2 years ago. And there's been some mistakes since then. And so, yeah, it's the only thing I'll say is without knowing how this is going to turn out is I'll go back to Houston, the McNair family. And that whole thing, they had Jack Easterby and whatever the – I mean, just a complete tire fire. And
not only that, just the coaching things with Lovie Smith.
Right.
And yeah, it's just
and Stephen A. Smith saying black coaches do not go to Houston, all these things, and they make good hires and look at where they are. And you get a good quarterback and it's the NFL. So nothing's hopeless, regardless of what happens here. But
right.
But you're absolutely right. It's right now it doesn't look good. And I don't know the outcome here. I mean, like if we have a Vrabel presser on Friday, it's like, hey, what's up, guys? What? Oh, sorry, just a few days. No, everything's fine.
Took a golfing trip.
Well, yeah, what do we – yeah. I mean, there's some damage done here, okay? No, one way or the other.
Dennis on the text line says, do you think a majority of the Titans players would prefer that Vrabel returns.
Yes.
Of course, they're going to say that publicly. Do you think deep down they actually mean it? Yes. I do.
I strongly believe it. Not everybody. There's guys who don't mesh well with him and have left here and ripped him and all that stuff. But, yes, I will answer that. I feel confident in saying yes, that most of them like him as a coach and in the way that things are set up over there.
Well, I do think, again, not to give them too much credit for playing and doing their jobs, but I do think the way that they closed out the year against Jacksonville does speak well to Vrabel to some degree. I'm not going to go overboard with how well it speaks to Vrabel, but I do think it's better than you just totally folding the tent up there that you see at times around the league.
Now, if I was smart, I would have had the audio to give to Nick, and we could have played this. But here's a quote from a column I've written that may never see the light of day. Quote, Harold Landry, quote, about Vrabel. Quote, I've been with him my whole career. I feel like the time I've spent with him and this defensive staff, I feel like I can kind of speak on them. With Vrabes, my entire career here, situationally, I've been prepared as I could possibly be for every single game. If you just look at this past game, guys were playing hard for him. Guys want to win for him. Yeah, I really can't imagine him not being here. End quote. Now, part of that quote, something that always bothers me, this idea of playing for a coach in the NFL, but that's how he said it. And look, take it to anything. Do you like your boss? Do you like your coworkers? Does that matter?
Sure.
I mean, culture is a word that I hate, but work environment, it's good. And Vrabel's a good coach, and yes, most of those guys would be upset if he's not the coach anymore.
Coming up next, it's time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Anaheim Ducks at Bridgestone Arena. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal scorer for the Predators tonight, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do Preds Pick to Click coming up next. Our final thoughts at the moment on the Vrabel and Titan situation as well. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game.
It's time for Preds Picks to Click.
And a shot at the score.
Do you think you know who will score a goal in tonight's Predators game?
Little give and go.
Shoot your shot for a chance to win Preds tickets. Call 615-737-1025 now. Pick to Click is brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Visit TJAndersonHomes.com to see why they are preferred so often. It's Pick to Click, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
That time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ to get your home seen, heard, and sold. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Anaheim Ducks. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Preds coming off a huge win against the Dallas Stars on Saturday, and we'll see if they can follow it up tonight against Anaheim. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are as follows. The listeners and Joe Rexroad tied atop the standings with 10 correct answers apiece. Nick Kieser, technically, I guess, in third place with 6 correct answers. And I remain at 2. Where I have been since November the 9th. It is really an incredible streak that I'm on right now. I'm trying to break it. I really am. It's not going well.
You have a responsibility to this team, Robbie.
I do. We'll see if I uphold that responsibility today. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Caleb. Caleb, thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click for the Nashville Predators?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I feel like whenever I pick someone who's on a hot streak, I jinx them. So for the good of the team, I'm not going to the Forsberg and Nyquist, but I will stick with the top line and give me O'Reilly today.
Good job, Caleb. I think that's sound reasoning.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Caleb.
Well, it is my luck. So
thanks, Caleb. O'Reilly.
Well
the
done.
Selection. It happens that Joe Rexroad is up first today in the competition. I'm sitting here acting like Ryan O'Reilly. He just picked,
right.
Some bum.
Such as who?
I was trying to think of names. Predators lore in the past. Ryan O'Reilly, the selection for almost called
Mika Salamaki. Was he picking Mika Salamaki?
Yeah,
by the way, I love Mika Salamaki.
So did Pierre Laviolette. Joe, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
Well, Philip Forsberg, enjoy your Hattie tonight, brother.
So that's your pick?
When you speak of me well. Next time I come for a quote, you better give me a good one. I want it in English.
I mean, he could do multilingual quote there. Who knows?
That's true.
O'Reilly, Forsberg off the board. Nick Kieser, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
Cody Glass. He's going to be back in the lineup tonight. I'd like to see the centermen dialed in, rolling with Michael McCarron and Philip Tomasino. That's probably what the line's going to be tonight. Cody Glass scores a goal against the Anaheim Ducks.
Wow.
There's so many good choices for you that you could screw up by picking them, Robbie. Who will it be?
Gus Nyquist. Oh. Sorry, kid. Gus Nyquist back on the board again tonight. I think he's in the middle of like a nine-game point streak.
He's had 2 8-game point streaks. You've just ruined it.
Well, actually, totally Keyser, you ruined it by forcing him to take
it. Picked somebody who's got one goal all year and can't get in the lineup.
I took Forsberg, of course.
No, but I made you pick Nyquist the other week.
But Robbie, pick someone. They're not going to score. We know this by now.
The streak's going to end now.
Okay.
You just took Cody Glass.
So?
Got one goal on the year.
He can do it. He can do it again.
He could.
Yeah, this is true.
He
it
could
is
do
possible.
It Sorry, Preds fans.
There
Look,
you go.
Nyquist, he can still have assists. Look, I've had a lot of people have assists this year.
That's nice.
I mean, the primary assists that people have scored goals off of from my guys. Yeah. I feel like I should get some points.
Sure.
For that.
I mean, a lot of you guys have had some nice checks, have skated well, put their gloves on correctly. So, I mean, it's not all bad.
Helmet fits.
Yeah.
It was funny, though. I mean, Novak, I picked him at some point last week. And somebody even tweeted me. It was like, yeah, I saw Novak coming down on a 2-on-1, and then I remembered you picked him. I was like, well, there's no chance this is going in. And I kid you not, he missed the net by probably 8 feet.
Yeah.
I was just like, well.
It's science. Sorry, bud. It's science at this point. I mean, you know.
Pick the Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ to have your home seen, heard, and sold. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Anaheim Ducks at Bridgestone Arena. Joe, do we hear anything today from the Tennessee Titans and Mike Vrabel? And the follow-up to that is, if we don't, what does that mean? If we don't hear anything today, what does that mean for Mike Vrabel and his future?
Well, if we don't hear anything today, then tomorrow's Groundhog Day.
That's true.
It needs to be our mock draft day. But, I mean, I look at tomorrow. I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll feel exactly how I felt today. Does that make sense? Is this inception?
Meaning
the longer it goes, I mean, the longer it goes, I have to assume there's something else in the works.
Yeah.
Other than just Amy Adams Strunk deciding the fate of Mike Vrabel.
I feel like if he is going to be the coach and he is going to be your head coach moving into 2024, like that's got to be resolved quickly. Like you got to get that resolved quickly. And I'm surprised that we didn't hear anything yesterday. If we don't hear anything today, that makes me think he's not the coach. That's just me, and it doesn't necessarily mean that. But that's just me. Like, if he's going to be the coach, whatever you're trying to resolve right now, whatever conversations are taking place, like, the more time that goes on, the less tenable I think it is as they move forward here.
I guess a good thing for Amy Adams Strunk is if New England's also in a holding pattern, then more of the attention in the NFL will go on to that.
There is that.
And maybe there's a link.
But
maybe there's a connection.
It is just funny to me that, you know, Commanders are requesting permission to talk to everybody, and the Falcons are requesting permission. And meanwhile, you got the Patriots just sitting there. And like, I don't think anybody believes that the Patriots are retaining Bill Belichick heading into next year. But at this point, no move has been made.
And that's, I mean, I'm very interested to see some reporting out of New England.
Yeah.
Today. Something today. I was shocked that we didn't get a resolution yesterday. So you may be right, and we may have a Vrabel presser Friday.
We might.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on?
How we doing? What's been going on?
You know, 9 o'clock's coming up in 7 minutes. It's typically when things break, when we get off the air.
Yeah,
so
you said that yesterday.
Didn't happen.
I know. But you're right.
It's true.
It's going to happen.
We'll keep you up to date all day long here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, the latest on the Titans and the Mike Vrabel situation. Preds back in action tonight. That does it for us.
Don't lock the locks. I'm sorry. No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, wait. That's coming up tomorrow. We'll have a
zip the zip. Zip the zippers when Kaharsky's in the air with his phone.
Chasing Big Joe up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.